When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
1, 2, 3, we did it!
Congrats.
We're done! We've watched all of Bleach in dub to completion, and my God, Jose, did it end on a fucking wet fart.
Yep, like, and we lost someone along the way.
we didn't make any new friends, except, of course, Mr. Tsukushima. We gotta give a special shout
exactly.
out. Yeah,
exactly.
Weirdly enough, did we meet Mr. Tsukushima? I don't know.
I think we did.
I think. I don't know. See, I feel like we did. I don't know. It's like a distant memory.
Very hazy memory.
Yeah. So we are done. We have completely finished it. We watched all the episodes. Let me just skip right to the ending before we talk anything about the dud that is the Fullbring arc. What did you think of how it ended, Jose?
I preferred when he says goodbye to Rukia. That was a more sentimental. I do like the little caption that said, thank you to all dedicated Bleach fans around the world. I thought that was sweet. Mm. But I very much appreciated the end of the Aizen arc and everything and how he goes sayonara.
Yes.
I was like, aw, that hurts.
Yes. So it was really sweet and good. I do kind of, a lot of times when I watch these animes, I very much more relate to the villain because...
You're like, always the villain.
Well, a lot of the times, like Gensho... I don't really like any of the Fullbrings. I think they're all kind of trash. But I guess we were kind of discussing as we were watching it, I don't exactly get why Gensho is so mad. Like, I don't know if it's maybe more explained later, but from my understanding of what we watched, and Jose, maybe you can explain this better, is he's mad because they gave him a Soul Reaper badge that...
To keep tabs on him.
Kept tabs on him and controlled his spiritual pressure.
See, I didn't understand that either because it's like, what... Ichigo just he had powers before that and then got his actual powers,
and they made it seem like for Ichigo that it was a good thing for Ichigo
because his would just explode,
because his would always go out of control with his emotions, so they were like helping rein it in. But then they don't ever really explain why Gensho is so mad. Like Gensho drops this truth bomb on Ichigo to try to like sway him over to the other side. It's like, they're keeping tabs on you and controlling your spiritual pressure, and I'm just like, I don't know. That doesn't seem that bad.
I mean, the only thing I could see is that maybe he needed a little bit more juice and they didn't give it to him when he needed to protect someone and they died. So he's sour about that.
Potentially. I swear we watched all the episodes, you guys. I'm pretty sure we did.
Yeah,
we did. And I just feel like Gensho just decided to be mad one day, just woke up and decided to be mad. And I don't know why. I don't know why he's mad at Ukitake. He dropped the truth bomb. What had really happened to Soul Reaper badge? He acted like that was going to turn Ichigo. All of the captains acted like that was going to turn Ichigo. And it's like, what do you expect? Of course, they're going to keep tabs on you. Like, what?
Yeah, and Ichigo didn't give a damn at the end.
Yeah, which I don't exactly agree with. Like, it should have been like, yo, what the fuck? If anything, what he should have been most mad about, which is what he does not know, and Gensho should have brought this up, because I don't think Gensho knew this. This would have been the real truth bomb to drop Jose, okay? Hitsugaya, I think, is the one narrating, and he just calmly explains that they were planning to use Ichigo to lure out Gensho and then kill both of them.
Yeah.
That was the only reason they gave Ichigo a Soul Reaper badge.
But then, they met him, they liked him, and then they're like, oh, let's be
friends.
I
would still be like, what the fuck?
I think it's because, I think what happened was Yamamoto owed him one, for still, saving everybody.
Well, I'd be like, the fuck is your guy's problem? It's like they have that whole first arc where they act like they're all buddy-buddy. Ukitake gives them that pass purely for the captains put on this whole charade, full well knowing that they all previously agreed, we're going to use Ichigo to bait out Gensho.
Yep.
I'd be like, the fuck is your guy's problem?
I feel like the Fullbring arc should have been the arc immediately after Rukia's Save Rukia.
Maybe. Yeah, like, maybe a little bit before.
Only because then it gives you time to be like, wait, what's Aizen been up to?
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah. Then enter all the Aron cards.
I think that would have been interesting. I think that would have been really interesting.
The order would have been a little bit different. But it would make sense immediately being like, oh, we give him a substitute Soul Reaper badge. Boom. Drop that bomb.
Yeah, I think that would have been cool as well. Because then that would also give him the chance for the Soul Reaper to show like how cool they are. Because a lot of times when the Soul Reaper show up in the Aron arc, they kind of just get mollywopped.
Yeah, right at the beginning too.
Yeah. So that would have been really cool. I found a lot of the Fullbringers just kind of unrelatable. I don't get why they're so attached to Gensho.
I guess their whole thing is that we aren't normal because we have these powers. Like Riruka said, like she practically stole, kidnapped some dude.
That's all I got. That's all I hear. I play the world's tiniest violin for these guys.
What's the Yukio? I mean, he was such a dick. His parents killed themselves. What the fuck was that?
Yeah. So Yukio was legitimately a psychopath. And then Dirty Boots, I don't think she really did anything wrong.
She couldn't save someone, which is what caused it.
She was just upset that she couldn't save somebody. So she got her powers. Riruka literally kidnapped a teenager when she was a kid because she was in love with him.
Yep.
And like drove him to fucking madness and released him and expected him not to say anything. And
the
then
old dude, I think
Gyuriko,
his wife died.
Gyuriko, his wife died, but then he believed himself to be a god. So he somehow gained the power of the clock.
I don't know, man. maybe it was a nervous like twitch thing. He's like, I'm gonna check the clock.
And it's like they show a little bit of Tsukushima Genjo backstory, where Genjo finds him as a Soul Reaper. Like Genjo's a Soul Reaper and finds Tsukushima young, and is like, oh, we'll be together forever. And that's all we get.
Yeah, we don't really get too much of a background for Tsukushima. It might be explained in Camp Fury Own World, but as of right now, we don't know.
Yeah. And then Mo or Moe, I don't know what his name is, the lottery guy's name.
Oh, okay.
Mo, Shishigawa, whatever the fuck. You find out that he overheard the conversation of Genjo and Tsukushima saying to get rid of him, and Tsukushima be like, okay, I'll kill him.
Don't you think you would have just walked out? I'd be like, okay, man, I'm out of here.
It's just like...
But Tsukushima's like, oh, hey, you going to hook up my buddy or what?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, I find all of the Fullbring characters to just be whiny babies. I just cannot relate to them whatsoever.
Like, I like their powers. I think Tsukushima's is probably my favorites out of all of them. Oh, that 100%. And the punch guy. He's just funny.
Tsukushima had the coolest kind of like, oh, I went back in time and like inserted this trap into the ground. I was like, oh, okay, cool, cool. I like the usage of that. And like the Byakuya fight was, I loved it.
That one was actually cool, especially the ending.
Really? Oh, so good. So good. Just like even the parts of him like just training and like, it's like, oh, I cut your blades. Now I know how you trained all of your stuff. Yep. I helped you develop those
moves. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And we were watching and like, I think, for obvious reasons, we both forgot how these fights were going to end. So, like, when Byakuya just was like, release the fucking, I don't know, Kamehameha of fucking
one-handed
petals,
boom,
through his chest, I was like, yeah.
Just annihilated. Fuck him. I'm like, up. Oh, he's just fucking dead.
And then, like, Byakuya was like, you know, I always prepare for fights. I always go into it ready. I never hop in like that. It's like, I liked it. It's
He had a heart on this time. This man says, I felt the ecstasy of being in the moment for this fight.
Yep. It's like, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Like,
I was like, whoa,
so good.
Guy.
Yeah. It's so good.
He's turning into Kenpachi.
Rukia gets done dirty.
Right? Okay.
Again.
But she's excited because she's playing with all these plushies.
Yeah. But she lost her fight. For all intents and purposes, she lost her fight. She lost her fight.
I said, for dumb reasons, but.
Yeah. She 100% lost her fight. Riruka hits her with some fucking thing. So it's really weird where Riruka went from not wanting the powers, like right before she was getting them, remember? And then she's just A-OK, ready to go, right when they get in.
She knows how to use them all. She turns Rukia into, was it beige? Yeah. Capone?
She just 180 character dropped. I'm just going to fucking take out Rukia now. No biggie. And then so she uses her gauntlets, like insert herself into Rukia, but not take control of Rukia, but just like hide into Rukia.
I'm telling you, maybe she gave that devil fruit power.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's like she sacrifices herself at the end.
Yeah. She jumps out and takes
it
the cut for.
No sense.
The cut was supposed to be for Ichigo. Then Rukia jumps in and then Riruka jumps out.
It was like a fucking nesting doll.
Yes. One of those.
It makes no sense to me. I don't know if it can be explained why Riruka would do that. Why does she care?
Her feelings for Ichigo.
And then it's like, no, stop. It's like Genjo. Can't, or it's like Tsukushima. Can't you see? Genjo was saved by Ichigo. He's dead.
Yeah.
He's dead.
He was killed by Ichigo.
He was not saved. Yeah,
he died with a smile on his face.
Yeah, we need to rework the definition because he was killed. And then Tsukushima's like, oh, yeah.
You're right.
It's just like, that is ridiculous. That is fucking ridiculous. I cannot.
I think we're too nitpicky with this one just because we already previously did not like it.
I think the character motivations are garbage, though. They're so garbage.
Well, I mean, when you come off a fucking villain like Aizen.
We're different. We have powers. Must be fucking ice.
I know, right?
Must be
Where's my
ice.
Power?
Give me some of that. I won't be bitching. It's like, Jesus Christ. I won't join a cult. It's like, God damn.
You
like,
start your own cult, right? And then you get a YouTube
channel.
Yeah,
like fucking hell. They get the power to basically make their own video game and they're going to cry like a baby. God damn.
Sam, I would never want to play your video games. You're just going to be too aggressive.
And like Yukio is legitimately a bad person.
He's just an asshole. He's a fucking dick. He got his parents to kill himself.
He was upset his parents left him alone. So he ruined their lives and made them kill themselves.
Yep.
Like, that is an irredeemable character. I don't care what anybody says.
Well, no. Do we have, what's his name? Kira? What's his, I forget his last name.
Okay.
Wabisuke?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I
or
hate,
Yukio. I hate both. Who are you saving?
Yukio, 100%.
Really? Yukio. Yeah. Oh, Izuru.
Izuru could bite the fucking dust.
Why?
If it was, they were being held over lava, Jose, and I had to only pick one, I'm dropping Izuru into the lava because he has earned it. I just do not want to see his nasty ass face anymore. Just, I can, at least with Yukio, I'd be like, he's a kid. You know? He's a kid. He's immature. He's a kid. Izuru is just an annoying cunt. And I do not want to see him. And if it would be a double trouble if it was Izuru and Rengiku into that cage, I would drop it without.
You
want to
drop Rengiku?
Yes, I'm tired of seeing her as well.
Amazing?
No, she's not amazing, and I wish she would die.
She's beautiful.
No. I just throw a dropper right in the fucking lava.
Just be like, hey, Yukio, 2-for-1.
I'm just a little butt blast at Rengiku right now because she's on the newest Bleach Brave Souls banner, and I think it's a waste.
Right? I saw that, and I'm like, why is she on there?
A little butt blasted on that one, but that's okay. I'm harboring that. And they did Rukia dirty on that banner, too. They did.
I didn't see the Rukia.
For those of you guys who maybe just watch Bleach and don't play Bleach Brave Souls, Bleach Brave Souls is the biggest Bleach game, I think, probably, period. It's a mobile game. It's a gacha game, if that means anything to you. And they just announced a new banner, and it's going to be Chinese New Year themed. And, of course, it is Rengiku and Rukia. And Rengiku, first of all, I think, stole the outfit from Kukaku. Okay, it looks almost identical.
Do you think it's the legit little sash and everything?
Almost identical, and she needs the fuck off. That's already taken. And then, secondly, they put Rukia in there, and she looks like a little boy.
All right?
I can't have shit in this game.
I mean, you got Rukia swimsuit earlier.
Yeah, okay, but way after. Kukaku needs another character, and it should have been her. And instead, it's dumbass Rengiku. And I just cannot be bothered. I hate Rengiku with the passion. I think her personality sucks dicks, literally and metaphorically. I cannot. I'm just going to be hateful the rest of this.
So we just discovered that you hate three characters in Bleach. Is there a fourth?
There's a lot of characters I don't like in Bleach. I think Hitsugaya sucks too.
We know your feelings on Hitsugaya.
I think Hitsugaya fucking blows too. Hitsugaya sucks. Momo sucks.
Yeah, Momo's terrible.
I think any of the visors, like Love sucks. Rose sucks.
Hiyori
sucks. The other ones I like. All right, so the other guys I like.
Lisa?
Those ones I
you
don't
like. Lisa,
I like
right?
Lisa. The two fucking fuckboys that follow Ukitake around, I don't want to see them ever again. I'm so uninterested
in
them.
Was it Isane's sister?
I don't give a fuck.
And I don't know the dude's name.
Meanwhile, they got some class A Sasakibe that's just hanging out and then gets no action.
No love. Action. He's just standing behind the old man.
He gets a final appearance, though, right behind the old man as Ichigo's leaving. Let's go. That's all I'm saying. But I just cannot be bothered. And also, I think Byakuya is a grade A character.
Should have died.
Yes. I 100% believe, and I stand by at this point, after seeing this fight, he did his purpose, and he was cool. And he's like, yo, I got Ichigo's back. Although, I will say, okay, I got this. Is Thousand-Year Blood War spoilers coming up, because I do want to talk about Byakuya when he looked like he was going to die. Okay. So a big part of when Byakuya looked like he was going to die, right?
Yeah.
He was like, this is like his moment of actually like liking Ichigo. Like he puts on this hard tsundere kind of personality with Ichigo the whole time.
Yep.
And he's like, Ichigo, please save the Soul Society. And that's like, oh shit, Byakuya actually likes Ichigo.
And that's when he should have died.
I did not remember that he legit like is simping for Ichigo hard in this Fullbring arc.
I didn't think that was a thing either.
He simped really hard.
He straight up said, what is
he's like,
his words.
Because Tsukushima is like, yo, it's like, didn't that feel bad? Like, because like, he like inserted himself into Byakuya's past. Like, don't you feel bad that you cut me down? Do you feel anything?
No.
He was like, no, it is sorrowful, but you're Ichigo's enemy, so eh.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
He's my boy.
It's like, what? It's like, so you, basically, you could be Byakuya's childhood friend, but you're Ichigo's enemy, so he has now overridden that and you're dead.
Yep.
I was like, what the fuck? And it's like, I feel like, to me, that weakens the Thousand-Year Blood War, like, plea to Ichigo.
Well,
because now it is out in the open. Like, we've always
known.
That he
likes him?
Yeah, we've always known that he kind of has his back. He's kind of, like, made some comments and stuff that
he's
got
being a
back.
Big brother, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But now he is straight out simped for him hard. And so, like, the fact that he asks Ichigo to save the Soul Society, that's not a surprising reveal, a turn of events at this point.
But
and
it's something that you wanted to hear.
Yes, but I had forgotten that, and now I'm being salty. Okay.
Well, you'll forget until you remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll be like, oh, yeah.
Like, fucking hell. I just, you know, and then Kenpachi was funny as ever. Ikaku had his fight, and he, you know.
Funny as always.
But, like,
And again, his fucking Shikai breaks every time. Do you think he has a punch card for Miyuri's?
I don't know. And then what is Mo's deal? He just walks off into the sunshine carrying the dead body of Tsukishima. So
I see. It was funny because Tsukishima's like, I guess I didn't die alone. And then sad face.
Which is selfish as shit because, yeah, you don't die alone, but now you're leaving Mo to die alone.
Like, exactly. What about that? And then Mo, the whole time, he was being our boy Tanjiro over here. You did it. You're great.
Like, you shaft him in the end anyways, fucker. Yep. It's like, he ain't getting no respect here. No respect. I'd be pissed. I'd be so salty. That's why I relate to the villains and loop this all back around. I would be one salty fucker. I'd be like, fuck you guys.
You would be a nice honestly, and level villain.
It's like, I hate you guys. It's like, I get treated like shit. It's like, I'm out here putting my back on the line for you guys, and this is what I get treated like.
Yeah, Josh would never be your good henchman. He'd be such a like, bad henchman
guys
for you.
Fucking like, suck.
He'd be like, oh, okay, but like, they make good music.
You know? Yeah, I just, man, like Ichigo, I don't even think he's a big person as much as he's just like, eh.
Ichigo? Eh,
yes. Because like Genjo is like, they're fighting, right? In the final fight, Genjo's like making it seem like, oh, Ichigo's trying to understand me. He's trying to understand where I'm coming from.
No,
it is not hard to understand where Genjo's coming from. He is upset that they betrayed him. Ichigo, it takes 2 seconds to put yourself in his shoes. 2 seconds.
He's a young 17-year-old boy.
And Genjo's like, he's trying to understand me. Why? It's like, bitch, I would take 2 seconds to understand you. You are not a well-thought-out villain. I got your backstory in 1 second. And then it'll take me the other second to process your feelings, and then we're good.
Sam's like, all right, your 2 seconds are up. Let's go.
It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I'm just like, dude. And then they're like, oh, we just want to see what Ichigo's decision was. Decision on what? Take on the whole Soul Society or just
again?
Accept his fate? He was like that fucking movie. It was just like Gone Girl or whatever. What's?
Oh, the movie with Ben Affleck?
Yes. Yeah, he Gone Girl. That's what he did. He just like, he weighed the options. He's like, eh.
He's just like, I'm okay.
It ain't done me wrong yet, so I'm okay with it. That was basically his reasoning. Ain't done me wrong. And he's like, yo, they're surveilling on you. Like, it didn't hurt me. It's like,
hey, man, I'm good. You trust? I trust you guys.
Like, dude, they're killing tons of people. It didn't hurt me. didn't hurt me. That's all I got to say. It's like, meanwhile, I'm going to fuck you up. For what? And Genjo asks him, like, why? Why are you fucking me up? It's just like, I have major problems with this whole arc, and I think it is garbage. I don't recommend anybody watch
this arc.
That's
why I'm telling you, they should have done it early on.
Yeah, I agree. It's just, oh, I have major qualms about this arc.
But nonetheless, we made it. We finally finished all of these. Yeah. We've come out of it hoping October was here.
And it's like, I guess, like, the one thing I do kind of like, I guess, Ichigo at the very end, he shows up to Soul Society, is like, yo, I need to see Head Captain Yamamoto. And everybody's
he
like,
he walks in like a fucking badass.
Everybody's like, yo, what? And Yamamoto, in a rare, he's just, I feel like there's a lot of character dynamics that have just 180'd in this arc. And Yamamoto is one of them where he's just decided to be chill.
That's because of Ichigo. That's
yeah,
why,
he's
you know?
Just decided to mellow the fuck out.
He's just like, oh, you don't care about Aizen. I no longer have to do work.
So he's like, all right, yeah, let him in. And then like he shows up, Ichigo rolls in, requests Genjo's body. Basically, they do a little narration talk about like,
that's pardoning.
Yeah, basically, if he was allowed Ichigo to give him the proper burial, like basically gives him a pardon, and I think that would allow him into the Soul Society is what they were like hinting at. And Ichigo's like, yeah, I owe it to him. Why do you owe it to him? Why do you owe it
why?
To him?
Why? Sam, like, you'd be such an interesting fucking head captain. You'd be like, why? Why do you want
to
like, give it to him?
Yeah, what you said sounds really cool, but why? It's like, explain that to me. Because everybody, he basically came in and dropped a couple of cool lines. They're like, okay, yeah. It's like, no, let's take it that a little further. Why? Yep. Go ahead and explain to me why. Oh, because we're both Soul Reapers. What? We're I'm a Soul
Substitute
Reaper.
Substitute Soul
like,
Reapers.
It's like, yeah, you know, we just made that up. It's like, okay, it's like, we just made that fucking up. There's no loyalty there.
I owe it to the guy, Captain.
Yeah. Why, though?
He's a substitute Soul Reaper, just like me.
What does that even mean?
And
you've
I'm
only been it for, what, 3 months is how long the story goes on? You've only been it for 3 months.
And now I'm
going
to continue to be a Soul Reaper.
Yeah, just like, I like to imagine that Yamamoto saw this as the path of least resistance to getting free work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if he has to pay his Soul Reapers.
Definitely not. Definitely not. There's no... Do they have currency?
They have currency because, I mean, what's his face? Soifon's lieutenant. He's rich.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they definitely get paid then. Huh, that's a good question. He's definitely not paying Ichigo. I bet.
He is not getting paid. You know.
That's what I'm saying. I think Yamamoto saw this as slave labor, and he just threw him a bone.
I mean, if they were smart, yep. maybe they were like, you know what? We'll put a retirement fund for Ichigo for when he does die. He comes here and he's already set.
Oh, smart. They're giving him a 401k.
Exactly.
In the Soul Society. That's smart. Yeah, they said, fuck it. I mean, honestly, I know Tsukishima and Genjo's story continues in Kanfuri Unrolled. I know that to be the case. But, like, they did a horrible job in the Fullbringer.
I mean, maybe they're redeemed there.
They did a horrible job. And because I think it is a different writer, I think. And maybe they just killed it. They just knocked it out of the park. They just made it redeemable. Because I don't fucking know. I don't fucking care. It's like, I don't want to see them anywhere.
Big rip then, I guess.
It's just like, man, I am so
Wait, I thought you liked seeing Tsukishima in BBS.
Oh, I do like seeing him show up. Yeah. But I like Aizen even more. So
guy who gives you three.
Yeah. Yeah. Tsukishima's cool and all, but I like the boy Aizen. I think the ending episode was good. I enjoyed the ending episode, but I think there's a lot of motivations that are left questionable.
I agree with that. Yeah. Well, I agree with that.
Very questionable. Even the part where like Jackie, the whole point of it was for them to get rid of their Fullbring powers. Supposedly.
And then she's butthurt that she lost it.
Yes. It's just like you cannot win with some people, Jose. This all the shows, you cannot win with some people.
It's one of those, you don't realize what you got until it's gone.
Yeah, or it's like, when a lot of times in like game development, like the players will demand for this thing to be added. And then it gets added and they're like,
Oh, it's trash.
It's like, yeah, you guys don't know what you want. It's like we're game developers for the most part, they're game developers for a reason. It's like, and they've tested that stuff and they know. Obviously, you should listen to the audience and like figure that out. But goddamn, it's like people don't know what they want.
You just can't give everyone what they want.
You have to spoon feed it to them. They don't know what they want. And Jackie is that person. Like, I just, on God, Jackie is that person. And I can't be bothered. I will live my whole life never reading or rewatching this arc ever.
I'm fine with that. I mean, we're going into Thousand Year Blood War. What do we have right before it? We got the backstory of Ichigo's mom right before Thousand Year.
I don't know. I don't know which how that plays out in the manga.
I don't remember. That's why.
I know there's novels that take place between here and now. Like, obviously.
What is it? Spirits Are Forever With You?
Spirits Are Forever With You, I think, is one. Can't For Your Own World is one.
That's after, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Can't For Your Own World is after.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think there's a lot out there. Obviously, to my knowledge, I think Bleach is confirmed to be about October is what their head.
They said October. Goal is. They didn't say when, but just October.
So that's still a while out. We got, seven more months? 6 more months? We're going into February for that. It is quite a way out. So there's stuff to do. We obviously, up next on checklist, to watch the Bleach movie, the live action one, because that's the only one that we haven't seen. We watched all the other ones. That'll be a nice little bow on the top, going back to the beginning of Bleach and watching that.
Yeah, that'd be kind of nice, actually.
And then, aside from that, novels, any new Bleach content that comes out, anything like that, any sort of Bleach updates would be really good. We were talking just before we started recording, they're doing Soifon as a figure, which I don't know who in their right mind is going to buy that.
Right here, baby. Right here.
But Jose, they have not even done a Yodoichi figure to correspond with that.
Yeah, well, not to correspond, but we have the Yoroichi figure. Where is it? It's right there. You have that one.
Yeah, but that does not match the pose. Like, that's a whole different.
I'm just saying that when they do come out with another Yoroichi one with the match that one, I'm all in.
I feel like if they were smart, Jose, this is what I was doing. If I was making figures and I owned the Bleach license, I'd be releasing them in sets, but like you have to buy them separately, So I would put out the Soifon with the back ripped, but then I'd also put out the Yodoichi in the classic outfit with the orange, and that would be the companion. And it's like you would have to buy both of them, $150 a piece.
I will.
Yeah, A lot of people will. And if I want to be real scandalous, I sell a bundle where you get it with maybe one special little additional,
piece a different or something. Like you can remove her, her Shikai and give a sword or something.
It's I think they were real smart doing the Okiora and the Orihime in the Hueco-Mundo clothes.
Have those.
That was next level play.
Those be coming in
that
soon.
That was next level. But it's like, aside from that, it's like they need to be doing bundles straight up.
Because I think I have the Gin coming in, so that should be in end of February.
How are they picking these characters?
I don't know what the fucking process is.
It just seems random.
Remember, they're like, Grimmjow. I'm like, sick.
It just seems random.
A reprint of Howlable. I'm like, sick.
It makes no sense.
And then they're like, Okiora, second release. I'm like,
have some research somewhere, Jose, that they have figured out that people will want a Soifon figure. There must be a big demand for it somewhere.
It is technically called Bleach Gals is the line.
Okay. Okay. It just seems weird to go straight to Soifon when I know there's other people who are way more popular than her.
Nemu?
Yeah. There is a million people more popular than Soifon. So I'm just a little confused that they went to Soifon.
You know, I'm just tossing out my ideas.
Yeah.
Give me some Nemu.
Yeah.
Nemu, 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 Nemu.
Yeah, dog. Those are all good. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Rangiku.
Fuck no. But they also did a set, Rangiku and Gen. Those two are coming
out. Oh, yeah. I do have both of them coming
out. Yeah. So why did they go Soifon and not Soifon Sasha
Odomichi? It would be sick to get. Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
I hope they redo it then. Yeah. Or they'll give you cat form Yoroichi.
No thanks.
Nell's a super popular figure.
Yeah.
And they did Hallible first.
I really want that Bleach calendar we were talking about before. From the artworks, the artwork.
The fucking calendar looks so sick.
With all the special art in it.
So Kubo's releasing so much stuff. Mm-hmm. And if you're a member of Club Outside, fucking lucky.
I think I'm a member of it, Jose.
Are you? How?
I think I sign up. I get the emails all the time.
I get emails for it, but I don't know what the fuck it is. Yeah. Like, I can't read it.
Yeah, it's in Japanese.
Yeah. So it's like, I can't see any of the cool artwork half the time because I don't know what I'm looking at.
I can figure it out. I'll sit down and try to figure it out because I'm almost certain I signed up and I got in, but you needed to have, like, a Japanese address or something.
You
did.
You had to go through because when I tried it, I tried it again at work. I should not have.
I might have just yeeted some numbers in there. So I'll have to see. I'll have to check over this. Maybe we talk about it. But the problem is some of the Club Outside stuff you're not supposed to really, like,
It's a exclusive membership.
It's
I get
hush
that.
Hush, yo.
But Twitter does not give a fuck.
Yeah, but you can't talk about a lot of the questionnaires. He's answering weird questions all the time. Like, that's how we found out the whole thing about Ichigo being able to basically choose the dual wield or single wield.
What the fuck is that, dude?
Yeah.
So can everybody do that? And is that like just Byakuya's? Like, hey man, I want to have a different symbol in Sakura.
Fuck if I know. Fuck if I know. So I think there's always gonna be a lot to talk about. I think. The current game plan on this is we will come back, we will do the movie, and then after that we will figure out maybe a rework in how often this comes out and take it back a bit and wait for the new anime to come back, and then we'll swing back into production. Anything else you want to talk about that we finished all Bleach?
I don't know. Just for me, Bleach, it was kind of an interesting journey for me. I realized that Bleach is my favorite period.
I,
like, out of the big three, as much as I love Naruto and everything and how good it was all the way through, for some reason, Bleach has such a special place in my heart.
I was trying to explain this to my girlfriend because, like, she was asking about, like, she's like, oh, we could, like, go back and rewatch Bleach. I'm like, listen, Bleach is really special to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really, really good. It was, like, part of my developmental phase when we were watching Bleach
and reading
Bleach. After having rewatched it again just recently, I don't think it holds well. I think there is a lot of stuff out there that takes parts of Bleach and does it better.
Agreed. I mean, Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah. I think there is a lot of replacement stuff for it. I think Bleach is fantastic with characters. I think it's really, really good.
It's amazing art-wise. It's amazing story-wise. It's just the problem is the way it was handled as an anime, I don't think held up all that well.
Yeah, I think the anime leaves a lot to be desired in terms of both fights, animation, pacing, and all of that stuff. And obviously that's not a killer because people will watch One Piece, which is just has pacing issues out the ass. I love Bleach. It's always been my favorite of the top three, but I just cannot fathomly reckon. Like, if someone was new, like, it is one of my favorites. If someone was new and getting anime, I would tell them
them to come back to Bleach once they've had, like, at least 20 animes under their belt.
It wouldn't even be in the top 10 is, like, of things I would talk to them about. Not even the top 10.
It's a classic at this point. It's fantastic. Yeah. And we're finally getting the closure we deserve with Thousand Year Blood War arc. But it's so hard to pitch it to someone brand new other than you tell them the plot and they're like, oh, that's super cool. They go back and watch it and they're like, why do they talk so much?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot of people, and I've told people, I'm like, they talk a lot, so I'm just warning you.
They do philosophical fights. It's fighting with words.
I mean, we ate it up in high school. We fucking ate that shit up for sure.
We love that shit. So, but it's interesting to go back and look back. A lot of times people say, like, if you're nostalgic about something, you just leave it there, you know, like, to not go back.
I agree, don't touch it.
And I think that is kind of why, you know, it's like a lot of times how you remember it in your mind is the best way for it to be enjoyed. That being said, there's exceptions to that. You know, you could watch stuff that's really fun, really good, but I think this is one of those things where I would probably leave it to memory or go back and read the manga. I think that'd be the most streamlined version of it.
I think so, 100%.
Because then you could just fill in the blanks. You know, if you want to have a bad fight, just fill it in your mind.
Exactly. Your brain does a lot of cool things.
So Obviously, I still love Bleach. I think it's fantastic. Bleach is a huge part of both of our lives. I think it's really, 100%.
Really good. I really want to get a Bleach tattoo. I don't know what I want yet, but
I know exactly what I want. You want this, the combat pass. I want the combat pass. That would be so good.
Yeah, he wants it.
So good. Even if they're surveillancing on me, you know, whatever. They can watch me masturbate. I don't care.
You don't need to do that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. They can watch me have sex with my girlfriend, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Whoa, okay. 30 seconds this time.
Ooh, new record, boys. Someone mark the calendar for Sam. It's like, get that up there. It's like, he's out there slaying. It's like, well, I just don't even know. So, all right. Well, we'll be back to watch the final Bleach movie. And that is it. That's all we got for you.
If you guys want us to do more content, I mean, me and Sam can either do solo content on those individual Bleach Boy ones. We'll figure it out.
Yep. Let us know what you guys thought about in the comments down below. I don't even know if that was a legible sentence or an understandable sentence.
It's okay. We're just sad that we finished it.
Yeah, it's just a lot of emotions coming through. Thank you to you guys for sticking around. This is actually probably the best podcast that we do in terms of people that actually watch and listen to it.
The BBS team, everyone on the Discord, all of you guys.
So we appreciate you guys a lot, for especially those you guys have been sticking around. I know a lot of people find this podcast new and kind of like binge watch it. You guys are the MVPs. I really do appreciate it. I know we're not always the best to respond to comments and stuff, but you guys are fucking awesome. It's been wonderful to do this. And I feel like I'm kind of beating a dead horse with the Fullbring arc. Fucking blows dicks, and I never, ever, ever want to watch it again.
Hey, but this isn't the end. We'll see you again.
We'll see you guys next time. All right. That'll be it. Sayonara.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.